CBS Radio presents The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, here's another one. Try this one. Woman over 40, desires housekeeping position, excellent cook, loves children.
What's the number?
Why don't you eat your breakfast?
Oh, yes. I can't eat anything anyway, and I hardly slept. Honestly, to have this happen now, just as our trip is all set.
Number CL79324.
But this one won't like. All these people desire positions because they don't want to live out so far. They want their weekends off, or they won't come when there's a baby or something.
Well, this one loves children, says here.
Probably loves them if they're off at summer camp. That's the size of it. Hello. I'm calling in reply to the advertisement you had about a housekeeping position last night. Yes. Well, my husband and I are leaving for Europe July 31st, and the relative who was going to stay with our children can't come at the last minute, and so we... Yes, we have two children. A girl is almost eight, and the baby will be a year in... Baby, yes.
You tell her he's a very good baby.
Yes.
Yeah, except that you can't take your eyes off him for a minute.
Well, we live in a new house out here on Rainbow Lake. Well, it's not terribly far from everything. There's bus service, and we'd have our two cars here, which you could... Pardon?
You better find out how much you want.
Well, we do. Just a few pets. A dog who's no trouble, and we have a very nice cat, and a rabbit.
And a snake that's still loose somewhere in the basement.
What's
the matter? She couldn't hear me.
Well, we're wondering how much... Oh, I see. Well, that's a little more than we'd be willing to pay. I see. All right, thank you. With all this responsibility, she'd want $85 a week, which would not include washing or ironing, but she would do the cooking.
Oh, who's supposed to do the washing and ironing? The dog?
Honestly. Everybody wants your right arm these days.
Well, I don't know why I'm doing this. I just can't leave the children with a perfect stranger anyway. Well, I've got to drive over to Mrs. Brady's this afternoon, pick up some stuff at the women's club. Brady's are taking a trip, I think this summer, too, and I'll find out what they're doing with their children.
Here's fun in the sun for the whole family all summer long. Just imagine, you can now get a fence-supported outdoor pool big enough to accommodate the whole family for only $38.88 at your nearest Firestone dealer or store featuring home supplies. This pool is constructed of strong vinylite with a snug-fitting, self-adjusting, overlapping collar, which attaches to the plastic-coated welded steel fence. And it has a convenient drain for the garden hose coupling, so you can water the lawn when you drain the pool. Included in this amazing value at no extra cost is a floating air mattress, which the kids will love and which will help them with their swimming lessons. And remember, this pool is really big, 10 feet in diameter and 20 inches deep. So for only $38.88, you can keep cool in your private pool this summer. You can open a 30-day charge account or buy on convenient budget terms at your nearby Firestone dealer or store.
Mrs. Pfeiffer.
Oh, come in, come in.
Thank you, Mrs. Brady. This is my husband's aunt, Miss Thornton. I guess you've heard me speak of our Aunt Effie.
Yes,
Well, do come in. In fact, let's sit out there on the porch. It's so much cooler.
Well, we can't stay long. The baby's asleep in the car, and I've picked Betsy up at Mrs. Brightner's. But I told Mrs. Houston I'd pick up the Book of the Menace for the meetings of the women's club and drop them at her house.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, you don't have to rush off. I'm sure Miss Sorensen would enjoy a nice cool glass of lemonade.
Oh, well, now, I don't want you to go to any trouble.
Oh, no trouble. It's right here. I just made some and came out on the porch to relax for a few minutes. Oh, Seems to have been rushing around so all day.
Oh, I suppose you're getting ready for your trip, too.
Oh, yes, yes. We're all so excited.
Oh, I thought just you and Mr. Brady were.
Oh,
good.
No. We're taking the children.
Oh, you're taking them.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes, Jim and I have planned this trip for years, now that the children are really old enough to enjoy it.
Oh, how old are your children, Miss Brady?
Well, Cynthia's 15, mm-hmm. Jimmy's 12, mm-hmm. and Donnie's 10.
Oh, just the right age to really enjoy a trip, mm-hmm. too. You know,
they are. So excited. And we're going to see everything we can.
Uh-huh.
The Yellowstone, uh-huh. the Grand Canyon.
Oh, sure. Sounds marvelous. What a thrill for your children to see all those beautiful places.
My goodness, yes.
And it's educational, too.
Yes, it is, uh-huh.
But you're lucky, Mrs. Brady. They're old enough to take a trip with you and really enjoy it. Here we are, supposed to sail July 31st for Europe.
Oh, and my sister Martha was supposed to come and stay with the children. Well, Martha's daughter Carol broke her leg horseback riding, and she has four children. So, Martha's going to Arizona to help her out.
Oh, dear. That does leave you in a spot, doesn't it?
Well, I feel sort of frantic. We really can't afford a housekeeper, and I don't want to leave them with a stranger.
Well, what about the two grandmothers? They always come in handy at times like these.
Well, neither one of them could take both children. In fact, my mother really can't take even one. Well, never mind my problem. Tell us more about your trip, Mrs. Brady. When are you leaving? Suppose your children can hardly wait.
Oh, yes, yes. Now they've been so excited. Well, we're leaving early Saturday morning.
Oh, nice.
Yes. All looking forward.
Uh-huh.
Mother.
This
is my oldest. This is Cynthia. Yes. Dear, this is Mrs. Piper and her aunt, Miss Sorensen.
Oh, how do you do?
Mother, may I speak to you a moment?
Well, dear, I have company right now.
I have to talk to you right now, Mother.
Well, that's all right, Mrs. Brady. Yes. We must go.
No. You haven't finished your lemonade, and anyway, I've got to find the woman's club book. Now, just excuse me for a minute.
Oh, yes, of course. All right. Mother, why do you keep telling everybody I'm going on that trip?
Well, because you are going.
I am not. I can't. I've got to be home for Blinky's birthday party. He asked me 6 months ago, and I told him I'd go with him. And it's a wonderful dance at the country club, and everybody's going.
Well, you just lower your voice, please. Mrs. Piper can hear you.
I don't care. I don't want to see Yellowstone, and I don't want to see the Grand Canyon or anything else. I want to go to Blinky's birthday party. Oh, Mother, I love you and Dad, but you don't seem to understand. It's a big dance with a real live orchestra at the club, and Blinky asked me 6 months ago.
Now, Cynthia, I am telling you.
You know what'll happen if you don't let me go. Blinky will never ask me anywhere again. Nobody will. I'll be a wallflower and I'll never get married and you'll have me on your hands the rest of your life. Oh, Mama, please. I'll just die. I'll just die if I don't go to this
now, dance. Now, Cynthia, I don't think you'll die.
Oh, yes, I will.
Here you are, 15. Now you're going to have lots of other dates.
No, I won't. Nobody may ever ask me out again.
Oh, Cynthia. Cynthia, your father and I have planned on this trip for years. Now, you know that.
Well, why don't just you and Dad go? Nobody else wants to. Jimmy wants to go to camp again. Donnie has a little leaguer. You and Dad go. I'll look after the house. I'm 15.
Now, I will not discuss this any further. You go up to your room.
Oh, I hate you. Oh, Mother, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I don't hate you. I love you, but... Oh, please don't make me go on that awful trip.
I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Piper.
Yeah.
I suppose you heard every word out here.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs.
Brady. I just don't know what to do. Cynthia's just at that age where she has her group of friends and she doesn't want to leave them. Jimmy has acted even worse than she does. He wanted to go to Boy Scout camp again, and Donnie talks of nothing but baseball. All he can think about is little leaguers.
Oh, Mrs. Brady, now.
Here, have some lemonade, Mrs. Brady.
Jim and I have planned and saved for this trip for 15 years.
Oh.
Ever since Cynthia was born, we had a special fund. We bought this new station wagon.
Oh, yes, I know.
Here.
I've got a clean handkerchief.
For years, we've had a special folder marked the family trip.
Uh-huh.
Every time Jim or I would find a travel article that was interesting, we'd clip it out and save it.
Sure.
Oh, we've just planned for years on this family trip.
Yes, of course.
All of us together.
Yes, of course.
Oh, so what to do? If we take them in the mood they're in, hating every minute of it, they won't enjoy a thing. And neither will we.
No, I suppose not. Yeah.
You've got your problems, too, I guess. Mm.
Well, you have no problem if you'll take my advice. Now, you leave the baby with one of his grandmothers and take Betsy with you.
Take Betsy?
To Europe?
8 years old? Why, to begin with, Mrs. Baby couldn't afford it, but I never even thought of
Mrs. Piper. At 8 years old, a child is still young enough to want to go somewhere with Mom and Daddy. Don't wait, Mrs. Piper, the way we did. Take Betsy with you while she's still yours.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. New definition of a rodent. Someone who drives like he's trying to dent the road. Seriously, driving is a deadly, dangerous business. If the inventors of the earliest models could see where it all led to, bottlenecks, overheated radiators, quick-tempered outbursts, accidents of every sort, sudden death at high speed, one wonders if they wouldn't have attempted to forget the whole business. We would be a lot safer if the fastest thing on Earth was a souped-up horse and buggy. Wouldn't get around as fast or as far, but maybe we'd find new interests close to home that we'd never noticed before. I give you as facts of life that we pay a huge toll every year for the right to travel fast and far. That such a toll isn't necessary. That if drivers conscientiously observe the laws now on the books, accidents would be rare. Going away this weekend, leave lots of extra time for delays. Carry along a cold drink in the thermos. Make sure the car's in shape to stand the gas. And don't hurry. We'd like to have you back next week. Not only alive, but healthy.
Take Betsy to Europe.
Yes.
Take Betsy to Europe?
Yes.
You lost your mind?
Darling, if you could have heard Mrs. Brady this afternoon, I told you how her daughter acted.
Look, for Pete's sake, while it may be true, kids don't want to go with their parents lots of times. I mean, they'd rather be with their own friends. That doesn't say that all children are that way.
Well, I'm afraid the majority of them are. Well, when you were only 12, your dad could hardly get you in the car for a Sunday drive. You made such a fuss, he finally gave up. It wasn't worth it.
Well, I don't remember that at all.
Well, I do.
Well, anyhow, I should like to point out that it's easy enough for Mrs. Brady to say, take Betsy to Europe. Is Mrs. Brady paying Betsy's expenses?
Darling, I know you're just as staggered as I am at this idea, but now listen a minute. When we travel, she goes half fare. Boat, plane, or train. She doesn't eat enough to keep a bird alive. So her food wouldn't cost much. We already have double room reservations for us and a single for Betsy. They can just put a cop in either room for Betsy.
The whole idea. I mean, it's just...
The money you got from your stamp collection plus what I have will be more than enough for both Betsy and me, if we're careful.
Yes. Who's going to take care of Betsy if we want to go out tonight?
I will. I'll go to bed early or write postcards. Oh. I'm not going to barge along with you two go out evenings anyhow. Three's the
no, but I... Oh, no, look, the whole idea is ridiculous. I'm taking an 8-year-old to Europe. I refuse to even discuss it any further, and that is final.
What do you think?
I think I'll get Betsy's birth certificate tomorrow, just so it's handy, in case we do send in for her passport.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Pat England, and Patsy Bruder, and is produced by Walter Hart.